and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issan. In the headlines, Ghana and Togo to finalize agreements on security, water and energy. President Mills assures Ghanaians that all teething problems in biometric voter registration will be resolved. Electoral Commission issues final certificates of registration to Independent People's Party. Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association again embark on industrial boycott. And ECOWAS rejects appeal for aid by leader of military coup in Mali. First, the summary by Ibrahim Kwarteng.
Ghana and Togo have pledged to collaborate in the security, education, water and energy sectors of their economies. The move is to deepen economic cooperation between the two countries for the benefit of their peoples. Came to light when President Mills interacted with the media in Togo on his visit to that country. President Mills has assured Ghanaians that all problems emanating from the biometric voter registration will be resolved. Speaking to journalists in Togo, the president cautioned those who are using the challenges confronting the exercise to impugn the integrity of others to desist from the act. The Electoral Commission has issued a final certificate of registration to the Independent People's Party, IPP. Presenting the certificate, the Deputy Electoral Commissioner in charge of operations, Safo Kantanka, stated that the certificate of registration is in fulfillment of Section 8, Subsection 2 of the Political Parties Act 574 of the Constitution. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved fresh sanctions on buyers of Iranian oil. The move will allow the U.S. to take measures against foreign banks that still deal with Iranian oil. And the president of ECOWAS, Kadri Desire Ouedraogo, has rejected an appeal for aid from the leader of the military coup in Mali. Mr. Ouedraogo insists that the bloc will be willing to help Mali if constitutional rule is restored to that country.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The news in detail. Ghana and Togo have identified security, education, water and energy as areas that will further strengthen their long-standing relations. In an interview with the media in Togo, President Mills said his trip will be reciprocated by his Togolese counterpart in May this year to finalize these areas of cooperation, trade and investment.
The first envoy to present his letters of credence is Ali bin Abdullah.
The relationship is such that I feel free coming to Togo, and I expect him to come to Ghana in May. So we are talking about developments within our region, and of course I came along with some ministers in areas where we want to cooperate. For example, water. We are looking at the possibility of supplying Togo with water from South Africa, and feasibility studies have been done, so I brought the experts to find a way forward. Energy, you know that we supply Togo with energy, so we are comparing notes and see how we can improve upon the situation, what the future holds for both of us, education, how we can collaborate in some of the other areas, security. I brought my national security advisor, how we can protect each other. So I think that with the team that I brought, I were able to cover a number of areas which are of interest to us.
President Mills. While in Lome, Togo, some Ghanaians appealed that President Mills be given 4 more years to enable him to complete all the projects he inherited from the Kufuor administration and those that he has started.
We want our president, John Atames, to go for 4 years election again, for him to win.
Praise the way Atames is ruling Ghana, because right at the moment, there is peace in Ghana. So we are very happy about that. The way developments are going on in Ghana, we appreciate it. So we want all Ghanaians to back Atames, to elect him for another 4 year term, to see how best he can develop.
I think some people Atames, one and another 4 years in there. Up there, no. Okay. The former government, no. You may be here, up there. I am a former government in Abano on Kenya Jimado.
Those were views of some Ghanaians resident in Lomé, Togo. The deputy minister in charge of tertiary education, Mahama Ayariga, has emphasized the need for the youth to pursue energy-related courses. This, he noted, will place Ghana on a sound footing to achieve its goal of becoming an energy exporter by 2015. Mr. Ayariga said this at a forum on energy education in Accra. He asked the youth to focus on acquiring practical skills and not rely on the theoretical aspect of education. Naja Gweagu has filed this report.
The forum, organized by Go Study Abroad GSA, an education consultancy, is to provide the public with the courses available in the energy sector. It is also to promote African universities and facilitate collaboration with foreign institutions. Mr. Ayariga, however, warned against brain drain and asked that GSA give students orientation that will make them return to Ghana after their studies. Mr. Ayariga appealed to foreign universities to partner local ones to enable more people to have access to their programs. The chief executive officer of the GSA, Mrs. Mono Asampong, said the agency is partnering institutions such as Coventry University, University of Dundee, and the Ghana Telecom University College, DTUC, to expose the public to careers available in the energy industry. The head of graduate admissions at a GTUC, Vera Graham Asante, spoke on the benefits of studying energy-related courses.
Apart from the mainstream oil and gas companies, they also have allied agencies who are providing functions or roles for those mainstream companies. So in the supply chain, they also play key roles in the oil and gas industry. So even if you do oil and gas, it's not everything that you do in the oil and gas that will make you land on the Jubilee Fields or something. If you did finance, if you did supply chain, if you did marketing, your role is not on the rig. But then there are allied agencies that you can perfectly work for, so within the same industry.
A lawyer and a petroleum law student at the University of Dundee, Mrs. Sadia Chinrihesi, emphasized the need for lawyers and judges to specialize in areas related to the oil and gas sector.
It's important for the judges who will be hearing disputes relevant to the sector to understand what are the peculiarities of the sector, because of course it's a highly specialized field. And so in addition to knowing the general principles of law, it is important to know what are the things that are relevant to that sector. So I'm aware that several of the judges have been sent to the universities doing the petroleum law courses, and there is going to be a specialist division, as we have a family division, a land division. There is going to be an oil and gas sector in the judiciary, and so those people need to be, you know, adequately equipped to hear disputes relevant to the sector.
Naja Gweagu found that report. 5 envoys designated to Ghana have presented their letters of credence to President John Evans Atamel at the Castle Lusu. They are Issa Brahim, Chad; Selma Ashipala Musavi, Namibia; Ali bin Abdallah Al Alawi, Oman; John Hakse, North Korea; and Maya Rita Kolpivara from Finland. President North charged the envoys to work to deepen the economic, social, and cultural ties between their countries and Ghana. They should also study the numerous economic opportunities in the country and woo their countrymen to come and invest in these areas. Our presidential correspondent, Sefiya, reports.
The first envoy to present his letters of credence is Ali bin Abdullah al-Alawi of Oman. President Mills asked him to work hard to encourage more of his countrymen to invest in Ghana.
We are happy that at least quite a number of our brothers from the Sultanate of Oman have shown interest in Ghana's development and growth, and therefore have taken advantage to come and examine for themselves what opportunities exist in Ghana. We want to very much encourage this kind of interaction.
Ambassador al-Alawi promised to promote trade and investment between Ghana and Oman. Next was Maria Kopivara of Finland. President Mills said there's a lot Ghana can learn from Finland, especially in the area of women empowerment.
Ghana and Finland have a lot in common. We both believe in democratic governance, rule of law. And in addition to that, as far back as 2007, we started negotiations for an investment promotion and protection agreement in order to pave the way for investment in Ghana by Finnish investors and then vice versa. But I think that Finland must be commended for the leading role that they are taking in women empowerment by having the most female dominated cabinet in the world. I hope Ghana is learning from your experience.
Madam Kopivara said she has already started promoting trade and investment between Ghana and Finland. She praised Ghana's role in international peace and security.
There's no better time to start my tenure here in Ghana than this time, when our relations are excellent and I've already started my work in trade promotion. We already have the trade delegation from Finland with 20 big Finnish companies meeting with Ghanaian companies and Ghanaian ministry, and we were all very impressed on what we saw. And I also wish to congratulate you of your support for the peace and democracy in Ghana in the regional cooperation among ECOWAS.
In spite of the long-standing relations between Ghana and Namibia, it has no permanent mission in Accra. President Mills therefore appealed to his Namibian counterpart, Hifikepunye Pohamba, to establish one in Accra as soon as possible.
I am happy that our relations are getting stronger and stronger. I know that there are so many areas in which we can cooperate. And during my visit, President Pohamba indicated to me areas where we in Ghana can help. And I also indicated to him that there's a lot that we can learn from Namibia. Your livestock industry is second to none.
Mrs. Ashipala Musawui, who described herself as a product of Namibia's liberation struggle with support from Ghana, pledged to strengthen the cordial relations between the country and Namibia.
I'm delighted to be the first female High Commissioner of Namibia to Ghana. Indeed, our bilateral relations are excellent and they are in record. Your brother has equally requested me to try and do all I can to put economic content to our relationship.
The Chadian and North Korean ambassadors pledged to deepen their country's relations with Ghana during their duty tour of the country. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.
President Mills has assured Ghanaians that all teething problems that have characterized the biometric voter registration will be resolved. Speaking to journalists in Lomé, Togo, President Mills cautioned those who are using the challenges confronting the exercise to impugn the integrity of others to desist from the act. He said his administration is determined to ensure that this year's election is peaceful.
When I talk about elections and our determination to organize free and fair elections, I'm not making pious statements. I'm making statements which we can support. We are committed to ensure that Ghana is free and fair, and therefore we should deal with each other in the best of faith. And sometimes, you know, when some of us tend to arrogate to ourselves, you know, certain powers, certain conceptions and certain expertise, which we know that that we do not have. I think that it's important to credit each one of us with good food. We are the government of Ghana, and it is our responsibility to ensure that at the end of the day, we have something to show for our stewardship, and that we defend the democratic credentials that we have been able to carve for ourselves.
President Mills, the Electoral Commission has called for restraint as the biometric voter registration gathers momentum nationwide. It said the exercise will cover all constituencies across the country and advised eligible voters not to rush to areas that are not part of their constituencies. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Acting Director of Public Affairs at the EC, Christian Osupare, was hopeful that the exercise will capture all eligible voters. Meanwhile, the National Youth Organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Lodge, says the biometric registration is an exercise that will create a credible data for the country and should not be seen as a bipartisan one. He called on political parties to stop the counter-accusations and rather support the Electoral Commission to come out with a credible register that can stand the test of time.
The registration exercise is not about NDC, it's not about MPP, it's not about PPP or CPP. It's about Ghana. It's about what will give us a credible register so that we go into the election knowing very well that we have a register that is clean, that is perfect, and that is workable. So the issue of people raising false alarm, then this agent called his officials, he rush there, we started beating up everybody. It won't help us. We don't need that at this time of our democratic dispensation in Ghana. We are being seen as a role model in Africa. And I just surprised if at this time of our maturity in democracy, we'll be beating up people just because they don't speak particular language, just because they are of a particular religion. Think that it was bad to see those things in Asokwa today, and I was so disappointed in those who took those actions.
You have the National Youth Organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Roger. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Ghana and Togo to finalize agreements on security, water and energy. President Mills assures Ghanaians that all teething problems in biometric voter registration will be resolved. Electoral Commission issues final certificate of registration to Independent People's Party. Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association again embark on industrial boycott. And ECOWAS rejects appeal for aid by leader of military coup in Mali. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The Electoral Commission has issued a final certificate of registration to the Independent People's Party, IPP, as a political party. Presenting the certificate to officials of the party, the Deputy Electoral Commissioner in charge of operations, Safo Kantanka, noted that the certificate of registration is in fulfillment of Section 8, Subsection 2 of the Political Parties Act 574 of the Constitution. He challenged the IPP not to use the certificate of registration to announce their presence and die out in a short time, but rather put out measures to effectively compete with the other political parties. Meanwhile, the flag bearer of the Independent People's Party, Kofi Akpaloo, says he will bring a change that Ghanaians will feel in their pockets if elected president in December. He said his government will put in place proper mechanism that will ensure that all people pay taxes to generate enough money for the economy. Mr. Akpaloo told Radio Ghana's George Asikre that his government will pay the unemployed 50 Ghana cedis monthly.
What we are bringing is something that Ghanaians have been yearning for.
And what is that?
They are looking for a change that they can feel in their pocket, a transformation that never experienced before. And that's exactly what we are bringing on board, because we are introducing what we call social welfare payment, whereby every child below 18 years is going to be paid 20 Ghana cedis every month. And then those who are unemployed and they are seeking for a job are also going to be paid 50 Ghana cedis a month. And then the elderly who have served this country by the they are not from our pension. We are also going to pay them money. All is to put money in the economy to stimulate the economy by generating jobs.
Very nice idea, but why are you going to get these monies to be paying these people, unemployed, the elderly, and sick children?
If you look at our tax system, we are not doing enough. People like you, who are former employees, are normally the ones who suffer taxes. You pay taxes in this country, but there are some guys who are making even 10 times of what you are making annually, but they are paying nothing. So we need to put up a proper tax administration system whereby everybody who is entitled to pay tax will pay tax. And all this money should be coming from taxation and social security contribution.
How formidable is your party? We have just a few months to December.
We are all over the country, but because of restrictions from the Electoral Commission, we are not able to do what we're supposed to do. And now that they are giving us the green light, we will be able to have more support than what we have.
Are you going to contest at the parliamentary level also?
Yeah, a lot of people have shown interest to contest on our ticket. Now, we are 100% sure that we are going to win the 2012 election.
Do you have strengthened offices all over?
A lot of offices, but not all over the country.
You have the final certificate, so what should we expect of the IPP on the ground from now on?
You're going to see much of us, our presence everywhere.
Flag bearer of IPP, Kofi Akpaloo, talking to George Asikre. The re-nomination of Dr. Mahmood Bawumia by Nana Akufo-Addo as his running mate for this year's elections has been described as a good combination to address the nation's socio-economic challenges. Our Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsoeje, who has been speaking to some leading politicians in the NPP, NDC and CPP, reports that they believe Dr. Bawumia is the best choice for the party and is likely to boost NPP's chances of winning the December elections. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, has warned lawyers to refrain from greed in the discharge of their duties. She said the values of the profession have been questioned in recent times, hence the need for lawyers to eschew behaviors that continue to bedevil the noble profession. Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood was speaking in Accra at a ceremony to usher new lawyers to the bar. Linda Goji has filed this report.
Justice Georgina Wood stated that there is no need for lawyers to cut corners or give in to the clever tricks of clients who come bearing offers that can only be described as Trojan horses. She said, ill-gotten wealth only causes irreversible damage to the reputation of lawyers who condone such behaviors. She disclosed that the General Legal Counsel is taking steps to ensure professional quality.
The General Legal Counsel bears the responsibility of reviewing and reforming legal education in Ghana. This has become even more urgent given the growth of law schools across the country. We find ourselves confronted by issues of quality assurance, standardization, and a reorientation of the focus of our system of legal education.
Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, handing that report by Linda Goji. The Indian government is to invest $2.1 billion into the health, agriculture, housing and energy sectors. The move is to complement government's efforts in the provision of infrastructure and to deepen economic cooperation between the two countries. The Indian ambassador to Ghana, Rajinder Bhagat, made the disclosure when he paid a courtesy call on the Minister of Information, Fritz Bafu, in Accra. To avert the trend of a child dying every 20 seconds from diarrhea caused by unclean water and poor sanitation, WaterAid has launched a program dubbed the Wash Ambassadors. The ambassadors are prominent people from all walks of life who will help tackle water, sanitation and hygiene issues in order to meet MDG 8, which seeks to provide potable water to all by 2015. Adequate preparations are being made by individuals and organizations towards this year's paragliding festival at Tibia in the Kwau South District in the Eastern Region. Some of the hospitality industries are renovating their hotels and restaurants, while the municipal and district assemblies are also reshaping their roads to the festival site, the Adjongoma Mountain. Our regional correspondent Kwamla Noma tells Sandra Danso how far preparations have gone.
I visited there to see the preparations being made by the host district, that is Kwau South, and I saw some men mobilized by the assembly who were clearing the site for the paragliding, and there was also a caterpillar which was also changing the wood to make it more maneuverable than how it was. And some sources were even telling us that they were tired if all being well. So the DC himself, who went round with us to assess what was on the ground was also confirming that things are underway. They will make sure that everything is completed before the day. So
you heard Kwame Nkrumah reporting. The government and Hospital Pharmacists Association has again embarked on an industrial boycott to press home demand for fair wages. The association went on strike last November, but through the intervention of the National Labour Commission, it rescinded that decision. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the Association, Ernest Owusu Abuaje, said their employers have acted slowly in addressing their concerns, hence the boycott.
It is regrettable that we have been here before, and the same reasons why we were here 4 months ago, we are still here, and it is back and forth, back and forth. And we find it rather strange that our respect for the process, our belief in the fact that, look, let's wait and exhaust the process. Let's explain ourselves. Let's prove why we are asking for this, so that it's not as if we are demanding something in vacuum.
In response, the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, said the commission graded the association based on the proposals submitted by the consultant employed by the government and Hospital Pharmacists Association.
The pharmacists had a grade given to them by the consultant, and that was level 18L. The pharmacists said they were not interested in that level 18L because they thought the level 18L was not the true reflection, and therefore decided to do a job re-evaluation. The job re-evaluation that they did placed them somewhere around level 15. And because already they were on level 18L, the commission had no choice than to leave them on their original grade.
I'm the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham. On the international front, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked all to resist the different forms of contemporary slavery. These include debt, bondage, sexual exploitation, forced marriages, and worse forms of child labor. He also expressed misgivings about increased bias and discrimination in political, religious, and legal institutions, and stressed the need for a reversal of the trend. These were contained in a speech read on his behalf by the information officer at the UN Information Center, Cynthia Pra, when she took some students on a tour of the Cape Coast Castle as part of activities to climax the International Day of Remembrance of Victims of Slavery. Georgia Secretary reports.
On 17th December 2007, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution which declared 25th March every year as International Day of Remembrance of Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. The resolution also called for the establishment of an outreach program to mobilize educational institutions and civil society to inculcate in future generations the causes, consequences and lessons of the transatlantic slave trade and communicate the dangers of racism and prejudice. Madam Cynthia Pra said the week-long celebration in Ghana is also used to honor the memory of those who died through the slave trade.
The multitude of black people of every description came together with scarcely room to spend, traveling for months, surrounded by the thought of only one out of six children or one out of six people who bought the thing survived. And this situation lasted for 400 years.
That was the Information Minister at the UN Information Center, Cynthia Pryor. The president of ECOWAS, Cadre Desire Ouedraogo, has rejected an appeal for aid from the leader of the military coup in Mali, saying that the bloc will be willing to help only if constitutional normality is restored. He said ECOWAS is quite willing to assist the country to protect its territorial integrity, but the regional bloc cannot do so when the power in place in Bamako is not legitimate. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Turn the news the main points again. Ghana and Togo have pledged to collaborate in the security, education, water and energy sectors of the economies. The move is to deepen economic cooperation between the two countries for the benefit of their peoples. This came to light when President Mills interacted with the media on his return from his one-day visit to Togo. And the president of ECOWAS, Cadre Desire Ouedraogo, has rejected an appeal for aid from the leader of the military coup in Mali. Mr. Ouedraogo insists that the bloc will be willing to help if Mali constitutional rule is restored in the country. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.